So let's close our eyes and think of something that is delaying you in your life. It can be, related to your health. It can be related to your energy level. You're just tired or procrastinating, or you don't feel motivated, or you are kind of like shy to move forward. Your confidence isn't up. Or you feel stuck, like in your relationship, you just feel like it's flatlined. And so think about whatever it is in your life that you want to jump out of that reality and then get into a reality that you want. And people will say it's not possible. You should do this or you should do that. No. You do what your soul wants you to do. And that's how Dr. Pillai says you have to use meditation to create your reality, bring in the divine, and then move forward. So you're closing your eyes now. You've had time to think about what it is specifically, and just pick one. I know people say, I want to pick two or three. We go week by week. So pick one. Pick something in your life right now that you have been wanting a breakthrough in. Maybe you want to meditate deeper, and you haven't had that breakthrough. You haven't had that experience. So whatever it is, okay, you got it now. So keeping your eyes closed, relax your shoulders, relax your neck, and your back can be straight, or you can be even lying on the couch or whatever it is. However, you can be totally, totally relaxed. Put your attention on the base of your spine. See a reddish, orangish light at the base of the spine and feel that energy. Reddish, orange energy can be warm. It can be tingly. You can see the color or not. Some meditators may see Ganesha, the elephant-headed being who dissolves obstacles. So as that energy is moving in the tailbone area, in the base of the spine area, some people might feel it spinning. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now feel the energy moving up. Kundalini is moving up now. From the base of the spine, it's piercing all the chakras as it goes up. So it pierces the navel, the heart center, and the middle of the chest, and then in the throat, the third eye, and then it goes into the space. So it's a very thin tube of light. It's so thin like a hair, hair-like thinness. However, it's so powerful. So empower it. Go deeper. Inside the spine and all along it. Now, we're going to move into the heart center in the middle of the chest and visualize the light moving up from the heart center through the top of the skull. And it's going to rest 12 inches above the top of the skull. You can place your hand about 12 inches above your head and feel the energy. Or you can just imagine it. You don't have to put your hand there. And once it's there, you can take it away. So visualize this light from the heart center rising up through the skull, and 12 inches above the top of the skull, there's a red color. The red being appears. That's Kala Bhairava. Or you'll feel a weight. There's an energy there. Some tingling maybe at the scalp as the energy is coming up 12 inches above the top of the skull. Try to stay there. And feel Kala Bhairava's grace enlivening the sushumna, the thin tube of light that's piercing the skull and going 12 inches above the top of the skull. Now, as you hear the sounds for Kala Bhairava, you're going to visualize this light continuously moving up from the heart center, empowering 12 inches above the top of the skull. So it's going up and up and up as you hear the sounds. Udyamo Bhairava shoots up 12 inches above the top of the skull. Udyamo Bhairava Udyamo Bhairava Udyamo Bhairava Udyamo Bhairava. 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 Feel the point 12 inches above the top of the skull lighting up, empowering you to connect to Kala Bhairava's energy from the heart center through the sushumna, the thin tube of light, to the point 12 inches above the top of the skull. Udyamo Bhairava. 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 Udyamo Bhairava.
What do you want, my love? What do you want, my love?
Feel the vibrations, the energetic connection to the divine archetype of time. So you can jump out of slow time and be in the time of miracles, where things happen in an extraordinary way, easy, with grace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul. Peace to your environment, peace to the world. Just let go of the meditation. You can keep your eyes closed and continue to hold on to that image. Of 12 inches above the top of the skull and the red being who's constantly going to be with you, especially empowered on the eighth waning moon. You can do it every day though. And just slowly, slowly come back.